We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How's it going, John?
Awesome, Ross. How's your week going this week?
Good. I've been a bit of a burnout at the beginning of the week, but I'm back back into the realm. You know, you get those times where you're just like, I can't think.
I was going to say, you were a little bit hesitant in answering the question. I'm like, something's up. So, but the burnout thing seems to answer that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I get those. I work so bleeping hard, then all of a sudden I just can't think, and I just need a couple days to shut down. So,
I'm actually glad to be back at work because I've been traveling so much. I was at SMX, and then the next week I was at DMA, and it's like glad to be home with my feet on the ground. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get out here, so. Pooing you, anyway.
I was in San Francisco. You could have dropped down.
It's close. Victoria.
I'm on the same coast, at least.
Well, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. We've got a few questions. Now, one of them, I've got, like, worst short-term memory known to man. Apparently, we've already covered part of, but I've got a few things I'd like to add to it. It was a question from Chris Helyar. And I actually remember saying that now, so I know we did. And it was about indexation. He wanted to know, is there a quick way to figure out what is indexed and what isn't? And also, how do you increase the level of indexation? So first of all, is there a quick way to figure out what is indexed and what isn't? I ran into a little tool that I thought was actually kind of unique. It's called the it's called Index Checker. So if you go to index-checker.com, some guys, Andy Black, I think his name is, created a little tool for $7 that will, you can literally link to your, or load up your index, your XML sitemap, and it will essentially go to Google and check to see the presence of any pages. It'll also, if it ever gets blocked, it'll tell it's blocked, and then you can just go back and redo the ones that got blocked if you have too many pages. But, you know, we're not talking 3,000 page site here. If you're going to do that, it might get a little overwhelming. But that's one way to find out what isn't indexed and what is. Other than that, you can find out what is indexed, but isn't is a little tougher. Like, what do you say to that, John?
No, you're right. It's interesting. I haven't seen this tool before. As long as you have an accurate sitemap file that you can put in. A lot of times when you have these big, you know, big bulky dynamic sites, you might not even know how many pages you have on your own site. I've seen that more than not. So if you've got a really good file, you know, and a sitemap.xml file would be perfect if you got something generating one of those. I think this is a great idea. I'm surprised there's not more of these tools out there.
It's just a matter of time, I guess. Just who has the time to write them up, and the person who does, well, thank you.
So have you actually used this? Have you tried it?
No, I was doing some research, honestly, and I saw it, and I watched the video, and you know, to be sure it wasn't complete crap, and it seems to be pretty good. And there's a new update.
Are you going to try it?
I am going to try it. I'm interested.
So you're going to give us the full review, the software review, when you
sure
when you do it.
Why don't cool. I do that? That'd be good. So the next part is, how do you increase the level of indexation? And I listened to an SEO Moz webinar yesterday, which was cool. I haven't sat in one for ages, and I thought, well, I'm going to listen in because it was interesting. It was about improving rankings for e-commerce and retail sites. And I thought, well, I could learn some stuff there, I'm sure. So there's a few things. One, most of these were, frankly, stuff we've covered before, but a couple of them might be helpful. Navigational depth, we know that. We've talked about it before. You know, you don't want things too many levels deep, and we've talked about that to our blue in the face. Three clicks max away from the homepage, that stuff's going to get indexed. Anything farther than that can be tougher unless you have, again, and this is another bit, lots of links to those particular sections of your site.
Right. So I actually tell people a little bit different than three clicks from the homepage. If you really, really want to make sure everything's being indexed, what I try to do is make sure that any page on your site is no more than three clicks away from any other page on your site. If you can do that as opposed to just three clicks from your homepage, you're going to get everything indexed.
That's a good point. Good point. So one other thing is promoting hub pages. So let's say you've got category pages where, say, you talk about a particular car type or whatever you're selling. That's a perfect place to build links to them, you know, get people to go to them and make them really useful. Add some good content there, not just a list of products available under that category. You want to make it something useful. It's kind of like its own home page. That way it's going to garner its own links that are going direct to it. It's a different way of thinking. A lot of people still think the homepage is the only entry page. Far from the truth, right? So,
very far from the truth. I mean, if you're doing your SEO campaign right, you're not just promoting your homepage. You're promoting, you know, targeted pages, and all those targeted pages, you know, are entry pages. So you want to, the more you target those pages, the more you promote them, the deeper links are going to help that dramatically.
Yeah. And that's the other element. So those hub pages, then there's also deep link building, period. I mean, you just, any pages that you think have some real benefit, go to them and do some link building to them. You know, build some of the keyword phrases you want to get rankings for, create content around them, and then promote the hell out of them and make, you know, if they're deeper than your site, that ends up being another entry page. Mm-hmm. And things just get that much closer to Google's indexing, especially if it's an area that you find isn't being indexed well.
Yeah, and if you use that tool and you find that there's specific pages on your site that are not indexed and you don't know why, build a couple links to them, you know, and if nothing else, you now know that they're going to get, the spiders are going to find them in a method other than just your internal navigation, because those spiders are coming from the outside directly into those pages. Plus, those extra links are going to give them a little weight and hopefully get them indexed.
Yeah. Really, it's a big question. How do you increase the level of indexation? I mean, there's so many different things. The other one is targeting. If you find a certain section of your site is quiet, you can just build out the content a bit. Maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe the content isn't that good. Or your analytics will say a lot too. If you find people are just frankly, or they're 5 second or 2 second visits, they're just not finding what they want, then figure out why.
Yeah, and the why is a good thing to say, Ross. It really is, because if you're finding some pages that are not sections or pages of your site that are not being indexed, before you determine what you have to do to get them indexed, you have to figure out why they weren't indexed in the first place. Because, you know, what you do to get them indexed could change dramatically depending on why they're not being indexed. I mean, it could be as simple as some web designer decided to put, you know, a block this directory from in your robots.txt file. You know, it's not nothing you're going to do with link building or promotion or navigation depth is going to fix that. You just got to fix the robots.txt file. So there's, I think it's key that you figure out what the issue is, why they're not getting indexed before you try to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And the other part was what factors could lead to non-indexing a single page or a group of pages if they're in the sitemap. So I'm assuming you mean the XML sitemap. In that case, you know, don't make it so big. If you've got a big site and you have your XML sitemap created to, well, show every single page, it's going to be overkill. You want to go and make sure that your hub pages are well listed and focus it. Focus it on the pages that will lead to all the other pages within a couple clicks.
That's so I'm going to have to disagree with that one, Ross. We haven't had too many disagreements on this show, but I'm going to disagree with that because the sitemap is actually built. And if you look at the how you build out the sitemap, you go look at the rules, those things are built to handle up to 50,000 pages. So they'll read 50,000 pages. Whether it's indexed or not doesn't even matter if it's in the sitemap or not. So the sitemap is not going to impact indexing at all. So the sitemap will impact crawling, so whether or not the page gets crawled. So if that's the reason you're not being indexed because the page is not being crawled, then the sitemap would definitely help. But if it's some other reason you're not being indexed, the sitemap's not going to do anything to help.
Yeah, fair enough. Totally. Yeah, I totally agree. Really just a different way of pursuing it in a sense, because I mean, I was thinking of crawling. If you want anything that isn't found to be found, that's one way to do it. And the point is, though, they may be able to take 50,000 URLs, but honestly, I believe that if a site is has poor links, isn't really well received by Google, what's the incentive to index all of that? You know?
No, that I totally agree, but too many pages isn't the reason that they're not being indexed.
Exactly.
Because the reason they're being indexed is because maybe the internal navigation structure is bad and all those pages don't have enough, you know, the ability to be crawled properly. Or maybe, like you said, they're too diverse in categorization and so that they're not channeled properly on the site. I think that's more an issue of internal structure and internal navigation than the number of pages. I mean, I've got, and this is where you and I differ with our client base. I've got clients that have hundreds of thousands of pages where a vast majority, 80 to 90% of those pages are indexed. So it's mainly because of the structure of the sites and the way that just the sites are architected. The how many pages is not even an issue as the key or a key issue in indexation is how those pages are organized and the internal linking structure that makes all the difference from that perspective.
Yeah, and what we have to consider, though, is this isn't a key fix. This is just one of the things that you can do to help.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't just do this if you had a problem with indexation. You know, the fact is you want to focus and figure out what pages aren't working and why.
Totally agree with that. Definitely want to keep things focused. You want to keep – I think Bruce Clay claims the rights to that he coined this term, but siloing does make a difference when you have a large site and lots of pages. You want to make sure that thematically relevant or related pages are in a secondary navigation that's all related to each other. So you have your primary navigation, then there may be secondary sets of navigation underneath your primary for all the related content. And again, this is for large sites with lots of content, large sites, large e-commerce with lots of products, that kind of stuff. You know, a basic site with a couple hundred pages is not so critical. But again, we're talking about large, expansive sites where that becomes a real issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that the siloing thing's funny because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always called it theming or thematic navigation, whatever you want to call it. But that's what we called it back in, whatever, 99 or 2000.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I use siloing now, too, because, frankly, more people seem to understand it. So.
Right. And I've done the same thing. We used to call it themes, you know, themes for sections of sites. But now it's at the point where I'm using the theme word for individual pages, keeping your page on theme, on topic for your targeted term. So it's kind of evolved a little bit from the nomenclature.
Well, and I definitely like the reason they named siloing is so it is a lot easier to visualize. You know, just see a silo and how that works. So that's cool. Anyway, enough of that. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to get into
SEO 101. Will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
State of Search, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing just a few interesting questions about indexation. We touched on before, but I wanted to add a little more depth to. And I don't believe Chris's questions, we'd got into the other elements he mentioned in updates and such. Okay. So I just wanted to jump into that. He wanted us to mention it. It's a good tip that I think we've also mentioned before, but it's been a while. He listened to Vanessa Fox's podcast, and she mentioned that another way to find out what might be wrong is splitting up the sitemap to figure out what branch of the site is not getting indexed fully to help narrow it down. Mm-hmm. I have, like I say, and as you've noted, I mean, I've got clients with thousands on thousands of pages, but hundreds of thousands, no. It's very rarely, so I wouldn't need to do that necessarily.
I've actually done this for a couple of reasons, have multiple sitemaps. We've actually built out sitemaps at the category level for a site. So basically, we have a news-oriented site that has a number of categories, so we know there's a lot of content in each of these categories. We'll give each category its own sitemap, one, just to be able to handle all the content flowing through the category, as well as just to kind of get, and I really don't have any data to point to say this really works, but because all the articles, all the topics in that single sitemap were relevant, I thought, and I can't say whether it worked or not, but I thought maybe that will be, you know, to help with the relevancy of that section from an authority standpoint. Don't know. Can't tell you for sure if it worked, but I'm sure it didn't hurt.
Yeah, so it's an option. I think that's a good thing to note. So thank you, Chris. The other thing, anything else? No, I guess that's it, really. You mentioned a couple of things, but mostly just some findings he had, which are interesting, but I don't think we really need to mention. We've got now another question from our fan, Nick Crossman. And do you want to take that on there?
Yeah, sure. Thanks again, Nick, and everybody else who's sending questions to Facebook, by the way. Do you remember the Facebook address, Ross?
Yes, it is. Facebook.com/SEO101podcast.
Rockin'. Yes. So I'm not gonna bother, promise I won't bother you about it anymore. You nailed it 2 shows in a row. So Nick Crossman, he asks us, he's new to SEO and he's been learning through us the fundamentals. Thank you for putting your trust in us, Nick. We appreciate it. Anyway, he uses a program called WebPublish for his websites that limits their ability to do any backsite SEO. And Ross and I discussed that. We're pretty sure that he means like back-end coding, going in and changing code from either the page level or maybe even the URL navigation structure level. And he asks, how critical is backsite stuff? And should we consider changing our hosting platform, or can we get away with great content and keyword choice and positioning? Thanks. So this is kind of like a two-part question in my mind. Do you agree, Ross?
Yeah, it's got varying levels of depth in the answer as well.
I think to answer your question in the most simplest form, Nick, if your code is giving you issues to where the pages can't be indexed or can't be indexed properly, if the search engines can't get into your pages to really find the content correctly, if you have URL structures that are impeding the engines from going page to page, if it's causing you those kind of issues, then to me, you really need to look at possibly changing your CMS platform. If you need to make fixes and your system's not letting you do it, then there's no reason to stay with that system because you're just hurting yourself in the long run. Do you agree, Ross?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, too, I mean, you said you're new to SEO, and that's great. How long has your site been around? If you've been using WebPublish for your website, how are you doing for rankings? If you know that this stuff's causing a problem, then I'm 100%. You know, you've got to make some changes. Oftentimes, I've run into this lately. It's frustrating for me because I know the companies are good, not necessarily bad or anything like that, but many design firms have their own custom SCMS. So you may be held hostage kind of here. You may have a lot of work that is going to be required to do any sort of switchover. And for everyone who's out there, I don't necessarily not recommend going with a company like that, but to be very, 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 very careful, because you will be held hostage, essentially. It makes it a lot harder to do any kind of changes without paying through the nose for any changes or programming or anything like that. So, yes, make the change if you're finding a lot of issues. My two-part answer.
And I was just trying to do a little search. I found one place called WebPublish. I don't know if it's the one you're talking about because there's a number of them out there. This one seems to be from Europe because they're in euros. But they have a little – this is a big red flag to me. They have a little thing of how it works. And I'm just going to read this off and tell you where I see the red flag. It says, you engage a web designer. We take website design files. You select features required. We implement WebPublish. We deliver training. We launch your website. You control your website. So that, to me, sounds like they've got this back-end content management system that runs as many sites as they can put on it. So it's not like it's a custom CMS for each site. They have one big CMS that runs hundreds, thousands, who knows how many sites off this one CMS. And you give them a design. They put it in your account, basically. You do a checkbox and turn on which features you want because they already have them in their back-end system. And it's just a yes or no switch. I want this or I don't want this. They train you how to use it. You have an admin section that you log into to put content or update things. And if there's, and I've run across a number of content management systems like this, if that's the way it works, what you're dealing with is one program running thousands of sites. So if you need to make a change on your site because you are doing SEO and you know this is wrong and you want to fix it, they can't make that change unless they fix all 1,000 sites because it's one CMS. And they're not going to do that because, A, they don't know what it's going to do on their sites because it's probably a complicated system, and B, you know, the other sites might not want that change done to their site. So they're not going to do it without asking every 1,000 webmasters whether they want this done or not. So if you're on a system like that and you're really trying to do SEO, you need to get off that system. You need to, if you're going to run a content management system, and you do want to do that, I think you want to make sure that your site is the only one on that CMS or any sites that you control. You don't want to be sharing a CMS system with thousands of sites. You can share hosting with a bunch of sites, but you don't want to share a CMS just for that kind of reason. If for some reason you need to change something, they can't change it without impacting every one of those sites.
Yeah, well said. And which system would we recommend?
WordPress.
Exactly. So yeah, a little bit rah-rah, but
unless you're doing e-commerce, and then I'm pointing people to Magento. Magento's a little higher learning curve, a little higher implementation cycle because of the way you have to put in design. Magento's a little hard, but once you get there, it's really search friendly off the bat. It's very, very robust e-commerce system.
Good to know. Didn't know about that. I haven't heard you mention that before, I don't think.
I've been looking at it for a while, and I'm comfortable enough with it now to start recommending it.
Nice. All right. Everyone hear that? John has recommended it. That's good. Honestly, e-commerce is kind of puzzling.
Maybe we should create a SEO 101 stamp of approval and like get people to submit their stuff to us, and they can put it on their website and we can use it as link building link bait for our own show. There we go.
It'll have little thumbs up. Your thumb
That's
on my
right.
thumb.
That's stamp. It exactly.
Or one thumb up, one thumb down.
Ooh.
So yeah, anything else? Let's see here. How critical is backside stuff? So, and also in terms of, you know, when it comes right down to it, your description tag and your keyword tag are pretty much, well, not useless, but close to it these days. So if it's just that you can't add those, you can live with that. You know, well, if that's the only thing.
Yeah, keyword tag is definitely useless. Description tag is a little more valuable because a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, your description tag is the text next to your listing in the search. If the keyword term that you search for is in your description, then you can control your messaging a little better in your organic search results. And I have seen times when you don't have a description or every description tag is the same on every page of your site, that can throw you into supplemental. I've actually seen examples where a client had the same description on every page of his site, but only a few of his pages were showing up, and we figured the rest were in supplemental. The only change we made was to make sure every page had a unique description in the description tag. All his pages came out of supplemental.
Interesting. So yeah. There you go. You know, it's got its pros and cons. And when it comes down to description tags, you know, obviously it's helpful for your rankings, but in terms of the listings, what's appearing there. But, you know, if that's the only thing is what I'm getting at, it's not going to kill you if you don't have that.
Right.
You know, it's annoying, but you'll be able to live with it. Just make sure that the first text on the page is well crafted to explain what you're doing, and that may be used, and that'll be a good thing.
And the last part of Nick's question is kind of interesting too, Ross. He asks, should we consider changing hosts? And we kind of think he does if he has one of those shared CMS systems. But his other part was, can we get away with great content or keyword choice and positioning as the only thing?
Before you can answer that, we're going to take a quick break.
All right. Something to look forward to come back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOfox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEO Fox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-server solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up EmpireMedia.com, EmpireMedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing a question from Nick Crossman, and I think we're getting there, but John had a little teaser at the end there, so why don't you restate the question here?
So Nick was talking, the last portion. Nick's question. He put his questions in on Facebook, which is great. Everybody, please send us questions on Facebook. We love these kind of shows. We love answering your questions. But his last part of his question was, can we get away with just having great content and keyword choice in their positioning if they couldn't change this flawed hosting system that he can't deal with because he can't change any of the back-end code? And it's a good question from a conceptual standpoint is, can you get away with just great content, or do you need to make all these other changes to have good rankings? From conceptually speaking, it would be very, very tough to do good SEO, and the only thing you could do was content and choosing your keywords. If you're not doing link building, if you don't have a really search accessible website, it's going to be much, much harder, in my opinion, to get those good rankings and get that, you know, meet your goals as far as an SEO program. Again, that could be depending on what those goals are. If your goals are just tons of traffic and you have a news site, then maybe you can get away with just publishing content after content after content if it's being indexed, if it's being looked at and seen by the search engines. What do you think, Ross? You think that just content can do it for you? How much more of the other do you have to have?
Well, in reality, you're right. I mean, totally. It's going to be a lot of work. You're going to have something that really stands out. If we had to just work with that, it would have to be something that is unique. The competition, maybe it's a niche that you're trying to go for. Perhaps you're offering something no one else offers, and you do a phenomenal job of writing it. Then it can be done. But in reality, that's going to be a lot of work. And
so what about this, Ross? So we're seeing a shift in the industry as a whole from everybody finding all of what they need through search to a good chunk of it now they're finding through their social networks, which really is independent of your back-end system of your site. It's still going to be more content-oriented. But if this shift continues to where people are finding things through their social grids, how does that work? I guess it kind of, again, kind of ties into your goals. What are you trying to accomplish? But, I mean, as SEOs, do we really have to worry about that side of it as well, or should we concern ourselves with that side of it? Because we know that search is diminishing a bit as the primary way people find stuff on the web now.
Well, then you get down to the point is how do they actually find it? I mean, someone may have done the search and then put it on social. Maybe maybe it starts that way and then it becomes social. That I would say is a fair bet right now. Not all the time, of course, but a fair bet. And will that change later? Yeah, I guess there's more people who subscribe to RSS feeds, that kind of thing. Will no longer.
Well, here's a couple interesting statistics about Facebook. Within the last couple months, Facebook surpassed Google as the highest trafficked site on the internet. So now Facebook gets more traffic than Google does. All right. Yeah. So that's an interesting thing. People are projecting, and whether this comes to pass or not, I don't know. But there's people out there projecting that the first quarter or so of next year, Facebook is going to send out more traffic than Google does as well.
Yeah, it's all kind of fascinating, frankly. I'm just sitting back bemused going,
What was that sound again?
I just talk about that all day. And I mean, there's so many different things. I think you and I talked about it for a good half hour one night. A lot of postulation. There's a lot of things happening, and I'm certainly not worried. It's a lot of cool stuff. I think that it's part of what makes our industry fun. There's always something that's just shaking things up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And with the changes that are coming out of Google over the next year or so they're talking about putting a social layer. They're building a social layer. I think it's called Google Me. It's going to layer top of all of Google's products. So whether you're Gmail, Blogger, YouTube, the search site, there's going to be this social layer on top of things. That's going to shake everything up.
Yeah.
OS is going to come next year sometime.
It's going to be intriguing. Yeah. And integrating, it's going to be key that at least they're smart enough not to think that they can make something that'll make half a billion people change.
Exactly.
Theirs. I mean, that's just retarded. So, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I've had discussions recently with people specifically about Facebook and how it's the Google killer. And I don't believe that yet because Facebook has not effectively implemented search in their own system. So if you go in there and you search for Nike tennis shoes, you're going to get sent to the Nike tennis shoe page. You're not going to get a choice of different people talking under a choice of content related to your search terms. And so Facebook hasn't really become the place people go to find information yet. And Google is still that place they go to find what they're looking for. If Facebook ever fixes that or makes it a huge step into finding ways people can use their system as a knowledge resource instead of just a social resource, then they're going to be seriously competing against Google. But by that time, Google Me will be out, and then Google will be competing against Facebook. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be them trying to be as good as Google in search, but then, you got to know they're working on something.
Oh, yeah, but see, for them, though, the interesting thing is for Facebook, they don't have to be the same kind of search that Google is. They don't have to go out and crawl the web. They just have to figure out how to build search within their own system.
Exactly.
And that's the big difference.
Big difference, but still probably a very tall order, especially with how fast things are growing.
I don't disagree at all. You're perfectly right with that.
So it'll be interesting to see. And I know there's a whole load of other things questions and stuff we could talk about in regards to that. And, things like Bing integrating Facebook and things. But, for anyone who doesn't know about that, essentially Bing search results now will, if you've opted in, that's the key, will start to show if you see a particular piece of content show up in search results, that has been liked by a lot of the people you follow, that their faces may be appearing below it saying, hey, they like this content, which is great, a brilliant idea. But it requires opt-in. And I think it's a step of a great significance.
Right.
But it's still far from being a wow thing for in terms of rankings. So
right.
We'll see. But, everyone get that like button on your page. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. And I know we're getting close to having to end, but there's a lot of correlation. I've been doing a lot of research between how social media in general impacts both organic and paid search these days. And there's some very interesting data out there about the actual numbers, the actual, if they're exposed to a brand's social media, they engage in their social media, and then they find the same brand in search, they're like 50% more likely to click on a paid ad. I've seen case studies for organic social media where somebody did, I could talk to it real quick, a company called Moonfruit, who's one of these hosted website platforms that we just said bad things about. So that's kind of funny. But they did a really great Twitter promotion, and they gave away 10 MacBook Pros in 10 days. In the first week of that, and then you had to retweet some special message to get entered into their contest on Twitter. In the first week of that, they had over 500,000 retweets. They were on the trending list on Twitter for 60 hours, which is more than Michael Jackson got when he died. And the most amazing thing to me was they had 400,000 searches on their brand and search and got traffic for people wanting to know who this company was. So their website got 400,000 new unique visitors during that social promotion. You don't think the engines are noticing that? You don't think the engines are figuring that into their algorithms? It's amazing how all this stuff is converging.
Oh, wow. My head hurts. Anyways, on that note, there's so much we could do. And we could do hours just talking about this. It's pretty cool. Anyways, I hope everyone will leave a message for us on our Facebook. Any questions or messages or anything like that, that'd be great. One thing we should add, and it's very important, and woohoo, booyah, SEO 101 is going to be live at AFCON 2010 on Thursday, December 9th from 2 to 3 p.m. So,
down here in Miami, Ross is finally going to come get some palm tree action down here.
Got it. Kind of sweat. I'll be all white pasty going, oh, my God, heat. Remember? Oh, geez. So it's going to be great. So, again, that's live SEO 101 on Thursday, December 9th, 2 to 3 p.m., and I guess in front of a studio audience. So there we go.
Nice. Bring your questions there, too. I bet you we can hit up questions there as well.
Yes. Yes. That'd be great. I'd love to see anyone who listens to the show come on up and say hi. Anyways.
Nice. You know what we ought to do? We ought to come up with some prizes for anybody that sends us a question on Facebook that we use on the live show and they're there. If they're there at the live show and we use their question on Facebook, then we give them something. I don't know. We'll talk to the wonderful people at Webmaster Radio, see if we can find them a shirt or something.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn, and John's is?
I'm at John Carcutt. And by the way, I'm fluctuating right under 900. I get to 900 and somebody drops, so go add me so I can push over that 900 mark.
Well, thanks. On that note, thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be airing next Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.